This is Majestic on the Bridge, broadcasting live from Detroit, Michigan, the premiere episode of Crackhead Radio. The new urban exploitation and freaking project to find payphones and whores in Detroit. My co-host, Hizzle, and assistant co-host, Tron, are here for the ride.
I think Tron's the executive producer or something.
Executive producer Tron. Wow. He'll get his name on something else other than a text file. I'm actually walking down Alexandrian here, going over to Cass Corridor, which is like notorious for crackheads. See if we can run into a couple. Maybe push them in front of a bus. So, Kizzle, is this your first time doing a media event live from the street?
I believe this is. And it is my first time covering the subject of crackheads. And I don't think the hacking, freaking media scene has delved into this topic. I think we are breaking new ground here.
Well, we are breaking new ground for sure, because I'm sure along the way I will find a payphone and try to play with it.
Oh my god. Would it be a crackhead payphone?
I'm sure the crackheads try to use it.
A payphone frequented by crackheads?
Probably. Maybe we'll find a hooker that we could, like, get her recorded saying how much the prices are.
Maybe
we should take some Redbox tones.
Should we Redbox the hooker?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we could Redbox the hooker.
Tron, you're genius.
There you go, bitch. Here's a nickel. Honey.
Owned.
Walking down Cass Corridor here in Detroit, Michigan. You gotta love it. I'm walking past a church here, which is usually frequented by whores, but there's none here. It's surprising. Oh, that could be why. There's a cop down there. Great.
Why would a whore go to church?
I don't know. Confess her sins and then go do it again?
Is that a joke? Come on, I want a punchline.
I don't know.
Come on, why would a whore go to church?
I don't know. I'm going to try to interview one if I find one.
They'll probably take your phone.
What, a fucking whore? What the fuck are you talking about? I'll bitch slap her into the next century.
As your phone.
Yeah, I've always wanted to do that.
God
damn it. Are you still there, Kizzle? No! I see a woman approaching from the south coming north. Oh no, that's a fat bitch getting. No, it's just a fat bitch getting into her car. Hey, look, it's a switching box for a traffic light right here. I can hear it clicking.
So what kind of box?
In fact, I'm gonna wait here. It's the switching box that manually switches the. I don't know if you can hear it clicking.
Yeah, I heard that.
It's clicking every time the lights are changing.
So it's some sort of old-fashioned way of doing it?
Yeah, I wouldn't surprise any. It isn't here in Detroit. But as it just stopped that last trunking sequence, the walk signal turns a walk. And I wonder how many it's going to take. Oh, well. That's not a whore. I can't interview that thing. Kind of interesting, though, how it stops. Yeah, I'll Captain Crunchbox it. Well, let's see if I can head down to Martin Luther King Boulevard, cut over. Martin Luther King Boulevard. Oh, look at this. This is like a domestic disturbance over here.
Have to go report. Live coverage.
I'm just trying to get a hold of a crackhead fucking, like, swearing at people. Fuck you!
I'm telling you, you're going to interview somebody, you're going to lose your cell phone, because how do you interview somebody?
Oh, he's running, so there's something wrong there.
Chase him.
I wonder what would happen if, like, I ran after him.
Run! Go! Run!
Oh, no, he's getting into another car.
Get into the car, too? What are you doing?
Right here by the Detroit Summer. Nah, I don't think you know me. Oh, don't be sorry. In fact, we're looking for an interview if you're interested. Oh, she thought I was somebody else, but she's walking away. Here at a phone booth, if they call it a booth, it's just a payphone with a green marking around it. Great Lakes Telephone LLC. Long distance, 4 minutes minimum for 25 cents. Wow. Oh, you can't press 211 on this phone. That's amazing. That's zero. Let's see what we get. Let's see if I can get a courtesy call out of them. I am now pressing zero as instructed for the operator. Hi, yes, I put 4 quarters in this machine to call over to my buddy, and I didn't get my phone call. Customer service told me to call you. They said that maybe you can place a courtesy call. I mean, what about a courtesy call, though? They said that you would be able to place a courtesy call for me. I was told that you could place a courtesy call.
Skills.
Could you maybe place pieces of call? Okay, thank you very much. No. Thank you for back end radio.
So... Home Company 1, Majestic 0. What kind of payphone was it?
Yeah, it's our social engineering skills.
That was a co-cot there, and the lady said that due to fraud purposes, they are no longer allowed to give out courtesy calls. That's great.
Oh, no.
I wish I could have got a recording of that shit.
I don't know, I agree with John here. You have no social engineering skills whatsoever. You have to go own something. You have to prove your...
Yeah, I know. Well, see, I'm not really a social engineer, though. Ooh, look, Fred's Key and Lock. Locksmith place. It's always fun to go down there, because there's always whores around there. I might even pull a Natus on him.
What would that be?
Excuse me, hooker. I think you dropped your Bukkake. Coming up in the corner. Oh, wait, I passed you through there.
Whitesword said that in his experience that the voicemail boxes of hookers are always 66, or the passwords are always 6969 on hooker mailboxes.
They usually are. I found a couple of them like that in those little porno ads in the back of the magazine. It really is. I'm looking for one certain co-cat over here. It's got a yellow face on it, and they always give a courtesy call. But I'm not seeing it. Maybe they replaced it with another type of phone.
Well, you're already down. You're down 1 point so far. Maybe you can reclaim this. I don't know. It's not looking pretty grim for you, man.
There'll be a brief silence here as I walk to the next payphone by Fred's Key Shop and Locksmith Auto Alarms and Key Shop. That's what it says on the banner. Wow. I fear them. They make keys. They make the keys that open the doors. In the Matrix, they are everything and nothing. They hold all the keys. So you have to fear. Okay, here's an Ameritech payphone. Ooh, two of them. Let's see if we can do something here.
Let's get a red box.
Dialing 211. No, I didn't bring my by Redbox, doesn't he?
Actually, I bought a tone dialer on eBay. I've been wanting one for a while. I doubt I'll even modify it, but just thought I should have one.
In it and everything?
No, I don't have any crystals or anything. I don't really care that much. I just want a tone dialer. What kind of payphone is this? Describe it to us.
This is an Ameritech SBC payphone. It's blue.
There's no way you're going to get a crazy call.
I have a problem here. I put 50 cents in here to call my buddy up at work to tell him that I'm not going to be showing up.
Watch this.
And the payphone did not actually, didn't give me the phone call.
Here it comes.
So, is there any way you can help me out with this? They didn't give me my money back. That's the problem. I mean, because do what? You're going to return the coin?
Oh my god, that's magic. So you have to explain to her that you didn't actually put any money in there.
What do you mean, like, the information on the return of my coins? I mean,
Telco owns them again.
Ha ha, loser. I got a phone call.
No, you didn't. I didn't hear you say no courtesy call, no number. There's no way you got a phone call.
Dude, shut
I'm
up.
Saying phone companies too. Majestic Zero.
Hey, shut up. She's still on
Telco
the line.
Two.
Yes, hi. Yeah. Okay. Okay, so. Okay, you. I don't know, you put some kind of tone in my ear, it kind of hurts. Yeah. Okay. Hey, can you dial this number for me, please? Okay, thank you. Number is 206-666-6461. Thank you very much.
I want you to put the phone, your cell phone up to the payphone to prove, because I don't believe you.
Yeah.
Put the cell phone up to the payphone.
Just a second, dork. Let it ring.
What are you doing, putting money in the payphone or dying?
What do you mean my call didn't go through? That bitch fucking lied to me.
Well,
I'm sorry, your call did not go through. You
phone
bastard.
Company 3, Majestic Zero.
Wow, Majestic striking out here in the streets of Detroit, what the hell? She even dialed it, I heard her fucking do the little thingy.
She's social too.
She fucking still knocked my ass. Oh, I feel bad. I'm sorry, my loyal listeners, you're getting a crappy show, but you know, at least I'm doing it. Oh, this abandoned building. It looks like it's about to fall down, but it's got a light in it. Wow. How the fuck did that happen? Dude, that sucks, dude. She fucking placed the call, and she called some kind of wrong number. Stupid bitch. I wonder what number she did call. Well, at least it rang twice, and it says, "We're sorry. The number you called is not valid. Please try your call again."
This is an AT&T payphone?
Stupid bitch. No, it was SBC.
Hmm. Well, I tried it on before, I think, and it's never worked.
Here's an MPT, a Michigan Public Telephone. Let's see if I can't get strike four here.
Three.
God, I can't even fucking hear the dial tone. Oh, there it is, okay. Hey, this is a COCA, cool. 211 worked.
What was the payphone company?
Actually, ma'am, I had a problem. Hello, are you there? Yes, I have a problem. I tried to make a phone call, and I couldn't get my coins back when I hung up. Is there any way that you can assist me with, like, a courtesy call or something?
And be assertive. Tell them what you want. Demand it.
Give me a call, bitch. I'll set your switch off.
Like, bitch, I'll kill you. I will...
Collect third party or... Oh, okay.
Deorder your COs.
Why would I give you my credit card? I don't know you.
You're getting owned.
Well, can you connect me to the coin service, please?
It's my card number. My name is Lucky. The card number is...
Thank you. Now I'm at the payphone customer service line.
I'll just lie and say this is the... You give out some money?
I'm getting a courtesy call.
No, you're not.
I don't think you are. I'm about ready to put another tally up on the board.
Okay, 810-223-0000.
No, it's not easy to get a courtesy call. I've tried it before.
I don't know. It's connecting my courtesy call.
I made system. Oh, I worked on the web call that they shut off.
Dude, why does it say... Okay, I just called the bridge, right? 810-223-0003, and it said the person you have dialed is not currently reachable. How is that possible when we're on this bridge?
And he failed. That's why.
Oh, those sons of bitches. Well, at least... Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this is a Michigan public telephone, an MPT with a telephone sign. I pressed 211. It sent me to the calling card and credit card calling bitch. And from there, I got sent over to the coin department, which was, I guess, there's no live operator there. It said, for a courtesy call for lost money, press 1. I pressed 1. And then it says, please describe the problem by pressing the appropriate button. And I had to press 2 because I placed a call. I put money in. I hung up. I didn't get my money back. And then it said, please enter the area code and number you're dialing. And apparently it will connect you. That's kind of fun. So, hey, if it hadn't been an anti-fail, I would have gotten through.
Now you must try impersonating a blind man.
Huh. No, that's okay.
Hi, I'm Blind Man. I'm at this phone for no particular reason. I would like to make a courtesy call. Thank you very much.
At 1 in the morning.
Yeah, 1 in the morning. That doesn't sound very good.
An emergency. You had to fix that payphone.
Okay, let's see if I could get this stuff to work again. Same payphone. I'd rather do it through the operator, though, so it's slinking, like, you know. I wish I had, like, Lucky's technique to where I could record it. Okay, I'm going to the billing department, I guess. Portions of this call may be recorded.
What are you searching
for? Best billing department can be.
Actually, sir, I'm having a problem with this payphone. Can you transfer to the coin department, please? Thank you. Yes, my name is Majestic. I live at 111 West Burnside, that's Detroit, Michigan, 48226, and I put a dollar in the phone, and I didn't get my money back when I hung up.
This is like a really bad version of phone trips.
Yeah, it is. Isn't it great, though? Oh, damn, like, there's a hooker, too.
Oh, go interviewer. Tell her that you lost your money in the payphone. See if she can help you.
They fucking hung up on me. Those little bastards. Call them back. We're persistent now. I'm becoming Lucky 226. It sounds like the same operator that says, thank you for dialing Pilgrim Telephone. Kind of sexy. Kind of hot. Actually, I think he just transferred me to the coin department, but we got disconnected. Something happened to the phone. It didn't go through. That number would be 810-223-0003. Oh, no, I thought you were going to put me over to the coin department. Yeah, I mean, you had put me over there before, but, that's a business phone.
You suck.
You're too nice.
No, it's a business. It's a landline-based phone. Okay, I'll let them know. Apparently,
when she just tried to do a fucking manual phone thing there, she tried to dial the numbers, it wouldn't go through. That's kind of weird. Fucking operators. What the fuck is wrong with operators? But I'm sorry for my general public. This is my first premiere episode, and it sounds like it's going to be a loser.
I don't know. I haven't seen a show be done yet about failed social engineering. It was trying to be all elite and trying to talk about successful social engineering.
Well, dude, social engineering is based on failure. You fail and then you try to redo it. Oh, fuck you. Yeah, I said fuck on the radio.
Oh my god. I lose all our sponsors. Fuck.
Who are our sponsors anyway? I think it's Hacker Media, Kizzle, and AT&T, Ameritech, and Michigan Public Telephone.
I just got a call. They just dropped their sponsorship.
Oh no, Ameritech got their sponsorship. Well, fuck them too. Man, there's no hookers out here to fucking try and social engineer either.
You just said there was one a few minutes ago. Go find her.
Well, dude, she went into a building.
Go in the building?
No. I don't know what's waiting for me around the next corner in that building.
Makes it exciting.
But yeah, usually whenever I walk around fucking Detroit, there's like action going on and I can fucking like get into a fight or something, but there ain't nothing going on tonight.
Join us.
Usually a crackhead angry for money and like
Majestic gets AIDS. Can have knife wound.
Hey look, another phone. It just says phone. It doesn't say Ameritech, it doesn't say AT&T, it doesn't say nothing, it just says phone. Even if it's even hooked up.
Oh, it is. It's loud, too. This is pathetic. There's nobody out here asking for, like, money. There's nobody out here causing trouble. There's no drunken bums. What the fuck? This isn't Detroit. This is, like, Lamerville.
Hey, is Julie on here?
No, she's not.
Hi, you're on Crackhead Radio. Who's this?
Hey, what's up? It's Lucky.
Lucky, you're on
Crackhead Radio.
226. This is Majestic, your host for Crackhead Radio.
What's going on, Majestic?
I'm walking around Detroit trying to social engineer fucking operators on payphones unsuccessfully, and there's no hookers to pass around here.
So Lucky,
what's going on? Give me some advice for social engineering these fucking SPC fucking operators.
Wait, am I supposed to take the 10? Hold on one second.
Uh-oh. One comes out of the alley.
Pretending that he's doing crackhead radio or something?
Yes, this is
the... Uh-oh, here's one coming out of that alley right now.
See, what I can't wait for is him to interview a crackhead and then steal his phone, and we're going to have the crackhead on the show for the next 2 hours.
God.
He's a crackhead.
24 what?
Found a hooker.
A half and half. Yeah, I thought, so you're actually on the air with Crackhead Radio. Nice interviewing you, though. $20
for a half and half. Dude, I'd probably fucking end up with, like, scabies and AIDS or some shit.
Yeah, I don't think you want to put your phone up the crackhead's ear and then put it back on your own.
I got owned by a crackhead. Did you actually hear her talking?
Kinda.
kind of. That's funny. And she came out of the alley, too. I think she was smoking crack. That might be a real crackhead.
Hey, who's on here right now?
Well, you know, you're on Crackhead Radio.
I'm on the radio.
Yeah, this is a radio show, Crackhead Radio.
It's Ron.
Yes, Douglas.
Hey, you're on my brother.
This is
going to
be a great episode.
Don't
call me brother.
Tron, I missed you, man. Tron, what kind of phone are you on right now?
VoIP.
Really? It's kind of weird how you're on VoIP and I'm on a Coca right now.
Yeah, it's in
here. You're recording on this? Hey, you're recording on this?
Yes, we are. I guess I hope you're telling me $20 for a half and half.
I know. Hang on, let me see if this Coca is three-way. Hold on. The one at Borders offer. Will let you three-way. So funny.
Offer the hooker a free courtesy call.
Well, walking up Cass Corridor is kind of empty. They're probably not out because it's cold. Crackheads don't like the cold. But yeah, folks, it looks like we're almost at the end of our voyage tonight since there's nobody out to fuck with.
I think there might be trouble walking down the road, folks. More hookers and more crackheads.
Oh, my God.
Let's see if I can get in trouble over here. Maybe one of them will turn out to be a cop. And I'll have to run.
But no, I seriously doubt it. But what's this on the ground? I see a CD. Let's pick it up and see what it is, huh?
Jukebox Soul. It's got a phone number on it, people. Who has an open three-way?
Okay, I can do it.
Okay, we're contacting John at 419.
Okay, we'll give John a call. What is this CD? Is it like somebody promoting themselves?
Yes, it's Jukebox Soul.
Okay, I will three-way him.
John.
You have reached mailbox 44193524990. Please leave your message after the tone.
Yes, hi. I'm contacting John about Jukebox Soul. I'm interested in maybe getting or acquiring one of these CDs. My buddy said it was pretty good music.
Music sucks.
Yeah, that's my buddy. I guess it sucks. So I guess we got the wrong number. Yeah.
Okay.
01T, you can hang up now.
I clicked up.
Apparently the person that had it didn't like it because it's broken half. I'm going to go see if I can get a piece of pizza from this place if they're still open.
Got social it. Get a courtesy piece of pizza.
Yeah, I don't think they do that. Crackhead. This is a nice little Chevy right here. Who's your drawing?
It's majestic.
It's majestic. Wow, are you from the future?
Yes.
Can you tell me if this episode's going to hit platinum?
Yes, it's going to go on vinyl and everything.
Wow, that's just special.
It's going to be on phones all over across the market.
Oh my God, I'm so fucking happy that I can cry.
It's gonna be in the warehouse, Best Buy, Walmart, you name it, it'll be there.
It's gonna be the one that never gets picked.
Can be on Kazaa. It's gonna be on TRL. 45-minute TRL song.
Oh my God, TRL. I'm gonna be famous.
We're gonna make a video too. It's gonna have lots of explosions. Interesting show you have here. What's it about?
Isn't it?
What's it about?
This is about nothing. A show about nothing.
Just join. It's like Seinfeld, only worse. It's like Seinfeld, only as majestic.
Yeah, we're hanging out here at the skateboard park. Maybe I can interview this skateboarder right here, man. Hey, man, how long have you been skateboarding, man?
for probably 20 years.
20 years?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you are on a radio show, so it's like, you're like one of our first real interviews.
Yeah.
Do you like the Majestic Theater here?
Yeah, right?
Yes, I do.
Really? Is it like, Mr. Fire?
No, not that bad, but how about you? Do you stay here often?
Often.
Do you go to shows here?
Often.
How do you like the shows here?
Often.
Good enough. That's Indian. How Majestic.
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 My
name is
Wesley.
Wesley, alright. Gotta go, Majestic. Alright, take it easy, and, got interviewed on the radio.
What the hell are you doing?
Thank you.
That's the problem, man. Don't crack your head open, man.
Often.
Often. Often. The answer was often. He's been skateboarding here for like 20 years, he said, but I think he means maybe like 2 hours. So, who is on the premiere episode here?
Of what?
This is Crackhead Radio.
Crackhead Radio?
Yes, you're on Crackhead Radio, live with Majestic and co-host Chisel.
Executive producer, John.
At hackermedia.net?
Is that,
yes.
Is that Whitesword from whitesword.tk?
That's one.
And http://hackmedia.net/public/episode/hmpa-001.mp3?
There's no tilde?
No tilde? Oh, my God.
Yes,
yes you are.
http/4.
whitesword.tk for all your urban exploration needs. And Greece.
Fucking cold.
So, Whitesword, what's going on in the Portland area?
What the fuck are you asking me for? I don't give a fuck.
Okay, what's going on at the porn shop?
I don't give a fuck about that shit either.
God damn it. You're just not being cooperative.
Are you really recording?
Yes.
With what?
Chisel.
Are you recording this shit?
Yeah.
Oh.
This is the best part of the show.
We just opponent people or something. Okay, I'm taking over the show.
You've been owned. And this is my new co-host, Whitesword.
No, it's not. Oh, you're going to have fucking Tron yelling docs on the background? Kane, Ryan, Marlowe?
I don't even think he's here anymore.
I'm Bob Cheese.
My name's Kane Ryan Marlowe. You can call me at 415-262-1.
Oh, wow. What the fuck?
Put that in your fucking pipe and smoke it, Tron.
Oh, no. This is not about Doc.
And don't forget about Tron with a 0.tk.
Here.
Okay, I don't want to be on your radio show anymore. I'm scared.
Well, this is Ben Majestic coming to you live from the Bell's Mine Bridge with my co-host, Bell's Mine. Special thanks to Kizzle, fucking Tron, Whitesword, Doug, the hooker, and the operator. This is Ben, Crackhead Radio, live from Detroit, Gas Corridor area.